Hey everybody, it's Vern. Okay, so this is going to be a very special chapter of the Puffin Publishing podcast. What we've done is we had an AI, a piece of artificial intelligence, listen to every single episode of the Puffin Publishing podcast and print out what an AI would think that a Puffin Publishing podcast episode would be for you guys. And we just got done. There it is right there. We just got done printing it out. And I'm going to read it out for you. So here it is, an AI's interpretation of the Puffin Publishing podcast. Let's see. Okay. Okay, so I guess something went wrong. So the AI printed out a script, but all it is a bunch of racial slurs for Italian people. You know what? Let's just do a regular episode of the Puffin Publishing podcast. Sorry about that. Enjoy!
In the sleepy town of Banksburg, at the top of Peak Audio, lies the Puffin Publishing House. The last refuge for the greatest literary minds in history. This is the Puffin Publishing podcast.
Sing! Oh, sing, O muse! Tell me the story that I will now unfold for my audience. Help me spin tales of wonder, enchantment, and great thrills so we can wow the audience and take them to lands most far off. Muse! Muse, don't leave me hanging!
This man!
Paul!
Don't call! Us muses, when you need us, we will come to you when you need us.
Whoa.
You got us?
What? This is new. This is... Okay.
Oh!
I guess.
Oh, this is new?
Has the service changed? I don't know.
Oh! Let me tell you what was going on. Your normal, nude, woman muse was on a vacation. So you got me. So I'm the intern.
Oh, so you're like a temp?
Yeah, I'm the temp.
Okay.
What do you write?
Well, I don't write. I'm an oral narrator.
You're an oral narrator.
I can't write or read.
That's perfectly fine. We can work with that. Now, what are you orating?
I'm orating a grand story about an ancient soldier.
How
from
ancient?
Long off. How ancient? Like 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. You need to go further than that, man.
Oh, what? Okay.
You gotta set the bar. You already set the bar higher.
Okay. How about 3 years ago?
Good enough.
Okay. Great.
All right, so...
I'm not used to coming up with stuff. Usually just the muse comes down with, like, a transcript, and I'm like, okay, thanks, toots, and I pinch your butt a little bit, and then I just, like, read it.
Well, let me tell you something. One, I appreciate the butt pinches. They make me feel pretty.
No problem.
All right. Number two, muses can't do all your work, man. What? You're an orator. You're going to eventually be turned into an author later on down the line. Don't tell me how I know that. I'm a muse. You can't question my logic. Second off, third off, fourth off. I don't know which number I'm on. Probably gonna go with a random number. Seventh off. You gotta come up with your own ideas, man.
What? I do? What?
Yeah, your own ideas.
What? I've built my entire career, 10 years, on the epic ballad circuit, telling my story, wowing the people, maybe getting chicks or young men. This is Greece. You know, I'm the front man. You know, I'm the face.
And have you ever had an original idea yourself?
No!
Then you're a fraud, man!
What? No, dude! Why am I even arguing with you? I'm trying to understand why a muse is yelling at me!
Because I'm trying to motivate you to come up with your own goddamn ideas!
Ideas are hard!
Okay, so, let's lay out the basics of your story. So, you got a guy.
Okay.
What's his name? What's his name?
Odie.
What's his name?
His name's Odie, I guess.
Odie? Not good enough. Not manly enough. You can think better.
O-D-C,
O-D-C?
What?
Odysseus.
Odysseus. That was just a bunch of random syllables I came up with, but okay.
Yeah, go with Odysseus. It sounds like...
Okay.
Now say it how I like it.
Odysseus.
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 Now, so that feels like a hero, man.
That's awesome.
All right.
Feels good.
Sorry. Okay. Odysseus.
Odysseus.
What's he trying to do?
Trying to get somewhere.
Get somewhere.
Trying to get from A to B.
Why is he trying to get to A to B? You can't build a story off of going to A to B.
Misses his wife.
Misses his wife. Okay, cool. It's a family drama.
Yeah.
Family drama. What is he? Is he like a soldier, general,
traitor? No. See, no, he's cool. He's not like your dad's soldier. He's not like he's the kind of soldier who, like, doesn't wear a cape and wears his helmet, like, sideways, you know?
So he's a dope-ass soldier.
He's a dope soldier.
Dope soldier. Okay, so
he's too smart for the system.
Too smart for the system. Okay, cool. So we got ourselves a dope-ass soldier trying to get home to his hot-ass wife.
Yeah, probably. His wife, and he's got a dope-ass son.
Dope-ass son.
He's been a deadbeat dad who hasn't been around, and he's got to be there for his kid.
All right, cool. So, it's a travel, it's a
road trip story.
Road trip. Now, here's the thing. This is ancient Greece, so you gotta do something. You gotta extend it over like 17 years.
Oh yeah, no, like, this is my only way of making a living. I'm gonna stretch this out.
Then let me tell you something. What'd you say your name was?
Homer.
Homer, come here. Come right up close to me.
Yeah.
Come right up close to me.
I'm this close.
Yeah, come even closer.
Yeah.
I wanna see the lice in your beard.
I call this one Roy.
That one's Roy?
Yeah.
Roy's a good boy.
Yeah, Roy's a good boy.
Now listen to me, man.
Yeah.
We got yourself a bare-ass bone story.
Yeah.
Bare-ass bones.
Right.
Bare-ass bones.
Gotta flesh out them bones.
No, don't you dare talk back to me right now. You're gonna listen to me.
I'm sorry, I'm just...
I'm your muse.
I thought it was a back and forth. No,
I'm your muse.
Okay.
This is the point in time when you listen to me, because I'm gonna muse the shit out of you.
Okay, yeah, all right, muse me.
All right, so here's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Whenever you're orating this story,
yeah.
As you go on,
mm-hmm.
make it up as you go.
Oh, okay.
Make it up as you go. Make it up as you go. You go up there, you have yourself a bare-ass bone story. So you're like, guys trying to get home, what can we do to keep him from getting home so fast?
Wind blows him the wrong way.
Wind blows him the wrong way.
Okay.
Poppies. Poppies.
Oh, shit. You mean poppies that make him fall asleep?
No, yeah. Poppies that make him fall asleep, but fall asleep forever.
Oh, what?
Have a side chick, yo. Some hot-ass witch who turns people into pigs.
Oh, bro, that's messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
Pigs are fucking gross, man.
This is fucking Greece. The more fucked up you get, you go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, have him get caught in between a giant-ass whirlpool that probably leads down to, I don't know, some sort of deep, abysmal creature.
Oh, that'd be gross. Have you seen the shit in the ocean? That's so gross.
Yeah, exactly. Then have it, like, I'm on the other side, have it, like, a cliff with a whole...
Bunch of heads. It's like...
Now you're thinking.
Coming from above, coming from below, just smash them up.
Now
smash
you're thinking.
Smash them up like an up-down sandwich.
Now you're thinking.
Oh,
now
shit.
You're writing story.
Oh, my God.
Punch me in the face. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
This feels good.
Good. I'll write that story. Peace out.
I'd buy it.
Honey, wake up! Honey, wake up! What? I've just had the most wonderful, terrible vision of my entire life, and I need to share it with you right now.
Okay, Harold, what is it?
I think there's something in the food, Marion. Something in the food.
The food? What about the food?
So I'm noticing something in farm products, okay? There's a discrepancy between the different kinds of ovum product.
Ovum product?
Well, have you ever noticed that white eggs crack like this? But brown eggs crack like this.
Brown crack honey.
It's in the food, Marion. It's in the food. And like, what's the deal with airplane food? Marion, what's the deal with airplane food?
I don't know. What is the deal with airplane food?
Oh, Marion! Marion, let me tell you about my mother-in-law. She loves to shop.
I know my mom likes to shop. She's 65 and she has a pension. She has money to burn. Why are you telling me this now?
Marion, you're buying a lot of shoes lately. My wife loves shoes.
I mean, I lost most of them in the flood last month, Harold.
Do you ever notice that shoes from Uptown look like this, but shoes from...
What is it with you and what...
Marion,
what?
The government.
Harold.
The government. What? They're always listening. They've tapped our phones, Marion.
Yeah.
They're listening. I'm wearing this tinfoil hat so they can't read my thoughts, Marion. But government, if you are listening, take my wife, please.
Yes, no, thank you, audience. It is I, Thomas Harris, here again with some TV psychology, the most real, intimate kind that there is. Today, we are talking to spouses that have been cheated on. We're going to get really inside their heads, take their weird shit, get it all good again. So let's bring out our first, cuck. Let's bring out our first cuckold, Vernell. Vernell, come on out here.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, well, Vernell, you seem very distraught. Would you like a Kleenex brand tissue?
Yeah, I'm pretty upset. Thank you for those Kleenex brand tissues.
You're welcome. Now, I have both of my hands pressed together underneath my nose, so you know I'm trustworthy and you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Please, tell us what's bothering you. Do you have one of your cramps?
No, you see, a couple of years ago, I met Charlie. And Charlie and I, we've been together for a long time now.
How long?
3 years, I think I said, just 5 seconds
Good
ago.
Good God, that's an eternity.
Well, as I said earlier, I think Charlie is the love of my life. But the other day, when I was doing the laundry and Charlie was at work, I found a pair of another woman's underwear in the laundry, in his coat pocket.
So you suspect that he eats underwear as a snack? Like he keeps it in his pocket like some sort of almond trail mix?
No. I thought that coupled with his continual, being late, coming home from work, and lack of a sex life anymore, that, he's cheating on me with another woman.
You think he's getting his stank elsewhere?
Yes.
Oh. Well, audience, what do you think? Wow, a resounding, yeah, they seem to agree with you. Your ass is getting cheated on, honey.
I can't believe it. I love Charlie, and I can't believe he'd do this to me.
Why is it you love Charlie? Is it his commitment to you? Is it that he makes you feel like the only woman in the entire world? Because obviously you're not.
I get that. I get that right now. I love Charlie because I thought he was a good and honest man, but for some reason, it seems as though that whenever I put on 400 pounds and stop bathing, he doesn't want to have...
Put it on where?
All over my body, can't you tell?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, I was kind of avoiding eye contact with you, kind of thinking that you were perhaps shielded behind this over-large submarine that my producer rolled out on stage, but now I see that submarine indeed has eyes that are leaking. See, again, the submarine thing, it really matches. I thought you were wet from being submerged in the ocean. No, it's just you, huh?
Yeah, it's just me. I just, you know, marriage and... being in a relationship and everything's about being compromising. And I thought he would understand that I really, 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 really like the taste of mashed potato sandwiches. And I really, 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 really don't like bathing. And I thought he would be okay with that and still love me for who I am.
Oh, you thought, good God, audience. Yeah, audience, not on your side on that one. Like, you know, in marriage, people are going to change. They're going to take on different personality traits, but like, hell in a handbasket, woman. You, good God, some part of you is wet right now, and I can't tell if it's your cheeks or your butthole. It's hard to discern what part of you is up anymore. I need, like, a label, like, on the side of a box. Good God, get it together.
I don't appreciate your hurtful words.
I don't appreciate your shoveling mashed potato sandwiches into your face between questions.
I'm hungry, and craft services had them. And also, I see myself on the monitor right now. I don't appreciate that the little title card that you have under my name just says whale and has an arrow pointed up towards me.
Do you appreciate that our Photoshop expert has indeed given you a blowhole from which you are expelling water? Oh, he's changed it to mashed potatoes.
The only thing I want to appreciate is Charlie, and for him to appreciate me back.
Well, damn, honey, that's just not going to happen. But, you know, anything could happen. Why, you know who we have in the studio today?
No.
It's Charlie.
Charlie?
That's right, the man who has cheated on you several times with innumerable women. We asked and he bragged about it. Let's bring him on out. Charlie, come on out, man.
Oh, God.
Give me a high five. Well done, Charlie. Oh, I've never been better. I luxuriate in the pain of others. How are you, Charlie? Getting it daily and nightly and ever so brightly?
Oh, yes.
That's my dude.
I just went through your batch of new interns. They're quite flexible, you know.
You went through the whole batch? The baker's dozen of interns I got?
Yes.
And did you put that box of cigars to good use?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Topical.
Charlie, it wasn't a tumor. How could you do that to me?
How? I know exactly how. With his big old wing-wang that's not attracted to you anymore. My God, what a swinging mastiff trunk this man's dragging around. It nearly touches the ground. It has its own gravitational pull, that wing-wang.
Well, unfortunately, Doctor, and this is the longest you'll see it, I'm actually going to be getting a dick reduction surgery.
I understand. Back problems.
Back problems, absolutely. Plus...
Back problems? Back problems? You know what causes back problems?
Mashed potato sandwiches.
That too. But carrying all this sadness in my heart, knowing that a man I love doesn't love me back.
Also 400 pounds of excess weight.
You said it, I didn't.
Oh, I'm happy to say it.
Sometimes when you get sad, Charlie, and Thomas Harris, you eat your feelings, and he broke
That's
my
impossible.
Heart.
Feelings are ethereal, they're not physical.
Listen, he broke my heart. And in the times when I was most lonesome, and most needed someone there for me, Charlie was not there, but food was.
Right, because he was banging cocktail waitresses 2 at a time, and food was not.
I know, while you were still going out with high school girls.
Three at a time.
Three at a time? You beat Fredo's record.
I'm also sad because I miss John Cazale.
The only actor with just a perfect film career. 5 for 5.
Listen to it, Doctor. I'm not a very good man.
No, you're not! You broke my heart, Charlie!
Hey, listen, I have no room to judge. I'm scum.
Yes, absolutely. You're absolute dirt.
But I've accepted it.
So have I.
And I eat dirt like the dirty, dirty worm I am.
That's...
God, I'm scum. Spit on me. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Anyways, but no, you see, honestly, when everything comes down to it, I've just fallen out of love with my wife.
I could understand why.
She's actually eaten 5 divorce letters that I've sent to her.
Well, I understand. She greatly resembles that plot point in Slither where they walk into the barn and that woman has become a sort of brood queen. And if this lady busts open and is just full of space slugs, like, I'll get it.
It's my second favorite James Gunn. Listen, Charlie.
After soup?
Absolutely.
We overcome a refined palate in cinema.
Unfortunately, that's her only good palate. Hey-o.
Hey, she'll eat anything. Garbage lady, someone take her out to the dump.
Charlie, I understand that as time goes by, people change, and people that were once in love fall out of love. But instead of going around two-timing me, why couldn't you just tell me that you didn't love me anymore and quit leading me on like this?
Two-timing you? He was 3 at a timing you.
Hell!
Would you guys quit high-fiving each other? I'm brokenhearted! I would throw myself off of a bridge if I wouldn't get stuck!
Good one, high five.
Thank you.
When I originally handed her the divorce papers, because I knew this would happen, because she's always been incredibly emotional. Yes, I'm a scumbag, I openly acknowledge
that.
I recorded it, and as you can clearly see from the recording that's happening on screen, which I so gratefully subtitled, I'm telling her that I've fallen out of love with her. I'm very sorry, but we have to move her on. And as you can see, her line is just a whole line that resembles whale cries.
When you said divorce, I thought you said hors d'oeuvres.
You know what? Your hee-haw style wordplay is no good here. Thank you, Charlie, for joining us here today. I think that about wraps up this episode. Now...
Do you want... do you mind if I go and have another round with the interns?
Sure, if they're down for it. If your neutron star hasn't destroyed their whole solar system by it.
As you can clearly see, there's an entire line, even from your audience. Oh, Jesus.
Wow, you've got every woman in the audience just waiting to hit that sweet stanky dick. Now, hey, Vanel, it's just us again. Charlie has gone off to bang 2,700 women at the same time.
He's in the audience. He's having sex with them right now in front of me. If it weren't for the fact that I need a small crane to move me around, I would leave, but I can't. So I just gotta watch the man I love have a group sex session with 27 young women.
Hey-o!
Quit high-fiving each other!
Vernell, you have little reason to trust me, but would you like to hear my prescription for you?
No!
Out of the goodness of my heart. Well, I'm willing to throw you a pity lay, but I'm going to need help finding the in-hole. So I'm just going to throw this bag of flour on you and see what gets wet.
Flour? No. Thank you so much for listening to Chapter 61 of the Puffin Publishing Podcast, your issue of the Puffin Publishing Podcast for September. The Puffin Publishing Podcast is TV's Kevin Lanigan, Justin Grimroth, Jill Conroy, and Vern Tooley. I'm Irma S. Rombauer, and, that last sketch was a real bummer, wasn't it? Just a bunch of, fat shaming and just general mean-spiritedness. Oh boy, what a bummer. Sorry about that, but I hope you enjoyed the episode nonetheless. The Puffin Boys want you to check out their usual stuff. Advanced Community Studies, TV's Kevin's Patreon, Vern on all the usual stuff, his Instagram, Varnio, his Instagram, his YouTube. Everything that he's got is Varnio. Check out his stuff if you want. Or don't. I don't blame you. Of course, if you can, give us a 5-star review. Check us out wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We thought the show was going to be ending really soon, And to be fair, the show still is ending. It's just not ending when we thought. The editor kind of went into last month thinking that the show was going to be done in 3 months. But it looks like we're doing an even 6 years. 6 seasons in a movie. That's Advanced Community Studies. Oh boy, I'm sweating up here. I'm just gonna cut this off. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry about that last sketch. And, pretty much every sketch we've ever done. Sorry about all those. Thank you so much for listening. See you next month for, another special episode of the Puffin Publishing Podcast. Pretty much, you remember the show Webster? How kind of late in the run every episode of Webster was a very special episode? That's kind of what we're doing here at Puffin. Big up to Emmanuel Lewis. Alright, that's enough. That's my time. Thank you so much. I'm Remar S. Rombauer. Bye-bye. Check out the bloopers and stuff, too. Bye.
You know, I'm the front man, you know, I'm the face.
And have you ever had an original idea yourself?
No!
Then you're a fraud, man!
What? No, dude!
Hey!
Dude,
hey,
people!
Hey, Greece!
People don't come to see Homer!
Hey, Greece!
And say,
Greece! This motherfucker's a fraud, man!
Oh! I don't like that. It's so greasy.
See, that was the epitome of all of Greece!
All of Greece!
All of Greece!
All of Greece! That guy's fucking Turkish, man! That's not real Greece, that's Asia Minor!
Prove it!
Yeah? You've got a little face!
Okay, but I have a hairy chest. My last name is way too long.
That's still Turkish.
I eat goat.
So do people in Turkey.
I eat goat.
So do people in North Africa eat goat. Everybody eat fucking goat
I've
here.
I've got the little hair vines.
grapes, you know.
Everyone here does. Grapes are very common in the Mediterranean. Why am I even arguing with you? I'm trying to understand why a muse is yelling at me.
Because I'm trying to motivate you to come up with your own goddamn ideas.
Ideas are hard.
They are. He makes a good
okay.
point.
Okay, okay. So, let's lay out the basics of your story. So, okay. You got a guy.
Okay.
What's his name? What's his name?
Odie.
What's his name?
His name's Odie.
Like
Odie?
Dog?
Odie?
The what?
What? Does he get kicked by a cat a bun?
Oh, go away, Grease.
Okay.
I've just grown accustomed to
her face?
No.
My Fair Lady reference. Do you like it?
Very good.
Thank you. I'm cultured.